U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry is defending an order from President Trump last week to help revive unprofitable coal and nuclear power plants by forcing grid operators to buy electricity from them.
The president is right to view grid resilience as a serious national security issue, and he's directed me to prepare immediate steps to stop the loss of these critical resources.
Perry speaking in Austin yesterday. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, this idea that this is about national security, this is what the administration is also saying about tariffs. But in this case, it's a way that they can force grid operators to do this because in order to force them, there has to be a crisis.
That's right. And so the White House has said in a statement that the retirements of these what they call fuel secure power facilities are leading to a rapid, this is their words, a rapid depletion of a critical part of our nation's energy mix. So they're identifying nuclear and coal-fired power plants as fuel secure. They're also saying that they, you know, these shutdowns are happening too rapidly and that any reliance on one type of resources is a potential fuel security risk. Now, the trend over time is that America has started to rely more and more on natural gas. We've got a lot of natural gas. We have a lot of coal, but we have moved to natural gas. It's a little cleaner, and you generally find natural gas where you find oil, which we've been drilling for a lot of. So plants that produce electricity tend these days to prefer to produce natural gas, and they've got to make a switch. You can't do, you know, natural gas one year and coal one year. So they're switching out of these old coal plants that are 40 and 50 years old into natural gas, and the government is now getting involved in that.
But the grid operator PJM Interconnection disputed this idea that there are security concerns, saying in a statement that the grid was more reliable than ever, in part because of renewable fuels.
Yeah, so here's where the White House and the Energy Department are taking issue with what PJM and other grid operators are saying. They're saying resilience, which is what they want for national security, is different from reliability. So most outages to date on grids have been caused by some sort of a distribution interruption, usually triggered by weather. They're saying, the Energy Department is saying, that there are going to be high impact events caused either by state actors through hacking, through terrorists, or major natural disasters, and that requires resilience as opposed to reliability. Some people think that's splitting hairs at this point.
Well, and this does seem pretty far from conservative ideas to have the government interfering in the market to this degree.
Yeah, it's very far from natural from conservative ideas. And in fact, typical conservative ideas would be to say we've got a, you know, a homegrown energy source like natural gas, which tends to be a little bit cleaner and is readily available and abundant. Let's do that. This, of course, has more to do with the fact that the president has campaigned on the issue of keeping, in particular, coal-fired plants up there. It seems like they've thrown the nuclear thing in to sort of strengthen the resilience, natural security, national security argument, but it doesn't go in line with conservative orthodoxy typically.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.